Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
Hi, Jim. I want to thank you for our 10 years of conversations, which have always been civil and thoughtful, even when we disagreed strongly. You are a great friend doing great work.
20,000 interviews and 10,000 hours of live radio.
A big fat congratulations to the man that makes us all sound good. Proud to be part of your brain trust, Jim.
Welcome back, celebrating the third decade of the Small Business Advocate Show and our 22nd live Veterans Day show. First one was in 98. We'd been in business almost a year. Welcome back, folks. Happy Veterans Day if you're a veteran. If you've ever worn the uniform for any period of time and you took the oath, I'm talking to you. Happy Veterans Day. I'm proud of you for your service. Vince Patton is somebody who's on the way on the other side of that definition. 30 years experience plus, and that retirement was a while ago. He's a master chief petty officer of the Coast Guard. And folks, this man has continued to be a leader. He's a leader he has no peer. As an NCO, he has no peer in the military, as far as I can see. And he's continued to contribute his leadership. Vince, thanks again for being here. Tell us about your organization and how you guys are joining the service organizations for veterans.
Well, the Pinnacle Five is, these are my peers who I served with during my tenure as Master Chief Petty Officer of the Coast Guard. The other four individuals, former Sergeant Major of the Army, Jack Tilley, former Sergeant Major of the Marine Corps, Al McMichael, former Master Chief Petty Officer of the Navy, Jim Hurt, and the former Chief Master Sergeant of the Air Force, Jim Finch. And the five of us worked very closely together during our combined tenure. And when we retired, we decided to keep the band together because there were a lot of things that we felt that was unfinished business in the sense of things we're talking about on this call today, about reaching out in support of the veteran community as well as the families and so forth. And so we are very involved with helping veterans from the standpoint of raising the visibility to employers about the importance of what veterans bring to the table from the employment aspect, to collaborate and be advocates to the Department of VA on veteran benefit programs, to be involved with working with veteran service organizations from the American Legion, VFW, IAVA, and so forth, to be that involved, to work both with them as well as with our active duty services.
And we have to not only help our veterans, we not only have to help veterans, but Vince, you and I both know that the general public has never been in as a group. This is generalizing, but we're calling it the general public for a reason. The average employer out there has never been farther away from a military experience, environment, relationship. They've never been farther away than they are today. They really need people like you and me with my megaphone. They need us to help them understand that if you have a chance to associate yourself with a veteran in some fashion or form, you need to do it. You don't need to make sure you need to put them on the top of the list, because veterans impress. Veterans have skills and capability and leadership and discipline that the average person just coming out of high school just won't have. Nothing against those people. They just don't have those experiences. What do you think?
No, absolutely. I mean, I think the other way to sum this up is a great quote that I saw the other day from Congressman Dan Lipinski that said that on this Veterans Day, let us remember the service of our veterans and let us renew our national promise to fulfill our sacred obligations to our veterans and their families who have sacrificed so much so that we can live free.
Absolutely.
Now, the profoundness of that statement kind of goes with what you said, that we have a society today that really has kind of been three steps back in understanding the support of our military service members and their family, as well as the fact civic responsibilities, because most academic schools, the high schools and elementary schools, they do not teach government or civics anymore.
No.
It's gone by the wayside.
And I'll tell you what else. Polls show that even patriotism, the concept of patriotism, is not high on the list of things that young people regard these days. That's not good.
That's right. No, exactly. That's you know, and that's a crisis, Jim. That's a crisis. A crisis that every American, every voter, every individual that I heard you mention very early on when you were talking to your audience earlier about the importance of getting on this bandwagon that we have to educate our young people.
Vince, I need your website, please.
Okay, you have it. www.pinnacle5.com.
Pinnacle5.com. Check it out. Vince Patton. Hey, Vince, happy Veterans Day. Thank you for your service. Come back soon. I'm Jim Blasingame.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.